The U.S. military says the bodies of the civilians were discovered under a collapsed wall the day after an air and ground assault on the compound in the southeastern province of Paktia. Military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty says the compound belonged to Mullah Jalani, described as an opportunistic terrorist with ties to the Al-Qaeda terror network and Afghan insurgents loyal to the former Taliban regime. He says the compound was used to store large amounts of weapons. He says the dead civilians have yet to be identified. He also says that U.S. forces consider this case to be very different from the deaths Saturday of 9 children during an aerial attack in Ghazni province. U.S. forces are calling the Ghazni incident a tragedy. They have met to console with the victims' families and have launched an investigation. But Lieutenant Colonel Hilferty says that while U.S. forces regret any loss of innocent life, Friday's case is different in character.
If non-combatants surround themselves with thousands of weapons in a compound known to be used by a terrorist, we are not completely responsible for the consequences.
He says coalition troops were careful during their assault on the Mullah Jalani compound.
To show you how stringent our rules of engagement are, we watched 10 people, more than 10 people, leave that compound, but we did not fire on them because we could not determine completely that they were combatants.
He says U.S. forces arrested 9 suspects following the raid, although Mullah Jalani was not among them and his fate is still unknown. They also confiscated thousands of weapons, including rockets, mines, and artillery. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Kabul.